When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. Oh boy, is this going to be a crazy week. Let's look at what the docket has in store for the jurors. Okay, so I've got two 20-slide presentations to complete by this Friday. I'm teaching, well, let's look at the calendar real quick. I'm teaching three classes this week. I've scheduled a recording for Comics Are Great this week. I've got an office hours. And I have agreed, perhaps foolishly, to do a piece of reader art, fan art for a comic that I love that's coming out in print. That's due by Friday. Kids Read Comics t-shirt design has got to be finalized by Friday. And I have to start from scratch on that. I've been doing some different designs that have been constantly been put before committee and turned down for various reasons. And on top of all this, I very foolishly decided to do a mini comic in a week, in 1 week. That's going to be a little bit of my topic today, but what I'm really going to probably spend most of my time today talking about is the difference between overextending yourself over a long period and overextending yourself in a week. Because, as I've said many times on the Art and Story podcast and on Thunder Punch Daily, one of the lessons I wanted to put into effect for 2011 was to not overextend myself, to give myself some focus, and to not overcommit to too many things. And it's tough to measure that. It's tough to stay true to that because, gosh darn it, making comics is awfully exciting and we want to do as much as we can with what little time we've got. And I bet I'm not alone in feeling sometimes like, oh gosh, I'm not doing enough. What's going to be my legacy? What's going to be left behind when I'm done? Is this going to be one book? Is this going to be a couple mini comics? There's a hunger for... I don't know if it's this way for you guys, but I do suspect sometimes that for me, there's a hunger to be remembered for something. And as I was talking about in some recent Thunder Punch dailies and on Art and Story, there's also a, how do I want to put it? How did I put it? There's this tunnel vision that happens when you're in the middle of a long project or a big project where, or a career where you think like, what's the point? Am I really, is any of the stuff I'm doing amounting to anything? And ultimately the answer I think is as I've said in recent episodes, is doing things that scare you, but also just getting lost in the work. The work is itself the reward after all. And the only time where we feel any kind of, at least for me, the only time I feel any kind of, solace or comfort in what I'm doing is that moment when I'm actually lost in making something. Not the thing itself, not having it after I'm done, not having the printed book, not even necessarily getting the kind words from other people, although that helps. But those things are all transitory, right? I mean, those things are like, oh, I hear a nice thing today, I'm going to hear a mean thing tomorrow. These things come and go. But the one thing we have to go back to again and again and again is getting lost in that process in a new page of art. And so I blog this on comicsaregreat.com, but I feel pretty certain that not a lot of you guys visit my site on a regular basis because it doesn't get that much traffic compared to, say, like the Art and Story downloads. So I don't feel like I'm retreading too much if I talk a little bit about something I already blogged. But I decided to do a mini comic in a week. Why in the world would I do that? What could I possibly be thinking? Was this because of the mini comics dump truck? Actually, you want to know what's funny is I've been so darn busy lately that I completely forgot that the mini comics dump truck deadline is, if for those of you who aren't familiar with what the mini comics dump truck is, it's at artandstorypodcast.com. As a Supreme subscriber, if you're listening to this, that means that you have access to the Supreme content either legally or not. People who participate in the Supreme forums can participate in this mini comics dump truck thing to create your own mini comic, share your process in the forum, in some shows that Kevin's going to be leading through the Art and Story Alive feed at artandstorypodcast.com. And at the end of the six-month period that is set up, if your mini comic is finished, you get to trade with all of the people who participated. And the deadline is January 31st, coming up pretty darn soon here. And that wasn't the impetus for this, believe it or not, because I blanked on the fact that the deadline was the 31st. I thought it had already passed. And there I was this past weekend. I think it was Friday. I was working on some warm-up sketches. And sometimes, as I've said before, I do these warm-up sketches to the detriment of other projects that I've got going on. I'll steal 20 minutes of time in my workday that I should be doing on paid work or work for Kids Read Comics. And I'll just say, look, you know, I'm a cartoonist. I need this time to draw something for me. So I'll draw an 80s cartoon character and post it on my blog, which is fun to do. And I put them up for sale. Some of them sell. This isn't by any means any kind of when I put them up, the fun of it's already done. I did it for the pure pleasure of drawing. If I make a few bucks on it after the fact, great. I don't make them to sell them. I make them for the fun of it, and then just sell them after the fact, just in case somebody wants one of them, so they don't just stack up in a drawer in my office. But it occurred to me that, gee, you know, even though I've got all these great sketches that I make a few extra bucks a month on, it'd be nice if I had something more than that to show for these 20 minutes a day I'm putting into this. What is stopping me from applying that 20 minutes toward a comic of some sort? Well, then I talk myself out of it over and over again. And I'm sharing this sort of observation of something I was thinking about this week, just to see if any of you have felt similarly and see if my solution to the problem is in any way helpful to you. Because I talk myself out of this situation by saying, well, gosh, you know, comics are so labor intensive. It takes so much work and so much time to make a comic. And what's more is 20 minutes isn't enough time to get lost in a page. It's just not enough. It's death by paper cuts. Just as soon as I'm starting to get into it, I got to stop and move on to something else. And your attention gets all divided and fragmented, and that's no fun. As I've said before, I can spend easily 8 hours on a single page of comics illustration. But then another light bulb moment happened. So last Friday, I was deadlining on a freelance job, which I had been mentioning in some past Thunder Punch dailies. The one, for those of you who remember, I was sharing some character designs, Dame Lady Cat, and a couple other characters for this nonprofit organization. I'm creating a comics universe for them, and my first job was to write and sketch a coloring book for second graders based on these characters. This will be the introductory story, and it's going to be introduced to second graders. And the neat plan about this job is they actually want me to constantly make new media over the years as the kids get older, so they're introduced to the characters with the coloring book. By the time they're in third and fourth grade, they get a comic book that's aimed at young people, and then maybe by the time they're teens, I'm going to write a slightly more aged-up version. So this property is actually going to mature and evolve to match this core group of kids they're going to be targeting with this, which is really a neat idea creatively. But there I was Friday deadlining this project. I had to write a 12-page coloring book, and it was full of challenges, which maybe I'll talk about in a future Thunder Punch Daily this week, in terms of writing for really young people and anticipating what the client is going to say and picking a few battles that I want to stand for. And also, this is where I'm channeling a little bit of Mark, throwing in a little bit of a misdirection in the piece that I give them, so I give them something to fight for so they don't fight the things that I don't want them to fight. I'll explain later. But there it was. Okay, so I'm writing this 12-page story, and it was very challenging, but after about 5 hours of solid grunt work, really just muscling through the story and thinking really hard about it, I finished it. I finished a 12-page story. I think there was 8 pages or 9 pages of comic story for this coloring book, plus 3 pages of games, you know, word searches, matching games, connect the dots, that kind of stuff. So when I finished, and this is just thumbnails now, it's not the final art yet, I sent it off for client approval, I dusted my hands off and I felt, oh man, I did it. You did it again, Jers. Feeling that rush of that exhilaration of when I'm cornered, I can tell a story that meets what the client wants and I feel somewhat satisfied with. I say somewhat because there were a couple things that I did in the story that was purely because I knew the client would fight me if I didn't do it. But I was pretty happy with it. I wouldn't mind the, I don't mind the notion of this thing getting published the way it is, like if I just draw the final pages. So that, with the warm-up sketches I've been doing, triggered something. I said, geez, Jersey, you can write a story really fast when you want to. You can satisfy yourself with a short story written very quickly. And you've got 20 minutes a day you've been using for these brush pen sketches. Why not apply that to a comic? Why not apply that to a mini comic? Because if you do a mini comic, you can you don't have to worry so much about writing this big grandiose graphic novel with all these sort of themes and sub themes and A stories and B stories and tertiary characters and all that stuff that I talked about with Luis Escobar about Dramatica on a recent Comics Are Great podcast. Keep it simple. Only give yourself 8 pages. And just illustrate it like you're doing those warm-up sketches and only spend about 20 minutes to a half hour on a page. And then you can fit in a new comic into your work week. And so I did the math, and here I was Friday night thinking about this. And actually, it clicked on Saturday night, as a matter of fact. So Saturday night, I'm thinking about this. And went down to the studio about 9 o'clock at night. And I said, okay, I don't want to pull out any of my notes on previous stories. I'm just going to start with a completely new concept, new characters that I've never written about before, never even thought of before. What am I going to do? So I used as a guiding thought, what would my wife like to read? What would make her laugh? And I thought of all the stories she liked. And so I started sketching, started having a dialogue with the paper. And I came up with this bear, just a bear wearing a vest and a little bird. And I tried a bunch of different things, different combinations. I did like a bear and a cat, a bear and a snow leopard that walked on its hind legs. And in the end, I even worked with a concept where it'd be a family of bears, like it'd be like 4 bear brothers or 5 bear brothers. But then I thought, that's like Mutant Ninja Turtles, but with bears. That's too much trying to please me when I'm trying to please my wife. Thinking of my wife as the client, anticipating what my client wants. And trying to write something that I would like that would meet that expectation. Again, working with limitations to increase, to foster creativity. And so I came up with this idea of this bird and this bear. I was like, well, maybe they're married. Nah, that's weird. I don't want anybody to read into that and think that I'm trying to be somehow perverse or something and bring up like some stupid adult question. How do they copulate? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not interested in having that conversation. Okay, they'll just be friends and they're adventurers for hire. Simple enough concept. And within, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours of just of doing some real solid like thinking and pacing and sketching, a lot of pacing, I came up with a story. I broke out an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. This is on my blog at comicsaregreat.com/blog. I broke out an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, drew out 8 little boxes on that sheet of paper to represent each page of the narrative, and I started thumbing it. And I thumbed it very loose, very small. And then called it a night. I didn't want to push it too hard. I didn't want to get myself burnt out on this thing because there's that tunnel vision that happens. I didn't want myself to get into that kind of anxiety of, well, am I putting a lot of work into something I'm not going to like and then just scrap it before I've even really had a chance to let it sink in. So I wanted to give it a night to sink in. And then Sunday night, I looked at it again and it was looking pretty good to me. So, okay, it's time to dive in and start penciling this thing. I'm not even going to do the second round of thumbnails. I'm just going to dive in and work with this thing loose. Because when I do those little warm-up sketches, often I didn't even know what character it was going to be until I drew the pose. I would draw the pose, a pose that was just exciting to me, and then I'd figure out who fits this pose. Oh, well, this could be Lion-O from the Thundercats. I don't know. Somebody. Oh, this one looks like Stratos from He-Man. I'll do the Stratos for this. And I thought, well, let's apply that kind of technique to this comic. Keep it fast and loose and trust my own inner judgment, trust my muscle memory to be able to make a good job out of this thing. At the very least, create something that's a fun little diversion, a little tale. It doesn't have to be a story. It doesn't have to be an epic. It's just a little tale, a little fable, a little, just a little nighttime story that you tell somebody. And sure enough, I had the first page penciled, and actually, I think I was inked Sunday night. And so then the next thing happened where I said, let's try to do this thing in a week. If you've got the first page already done, you got 7 pages to go, give yourself 7 days, do a page, if not more than that, per day, and see by week's end if you can have this thing entirely penciled, inked, and lettered and digitized by the following Saturday, and then release it online. Why do that? Why not give myself the full 6 months of the Mini Comics Dump Truck? Well, the idea is that if I can just push myself through one rough week and then deal with the next week when it comes. I'm going to probably find I have a lot more done. I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to be haggard, but I'm going to have more to show for my time. And I don't think this is flying in the face of my resolve at the beginning of Zol of 2011 to focus and limit myself to less things. Again, it was all very weighed and measured to, am I already making this time someplace? Am I already making this time on these daily sketches? Yes. Well, then just replace daily sketch with comics, with comics pages this week. And if it works, maybe you could try to do that every month. Maybe. But I'm not sticking to that. I'm not going to make any kind of great proclamation that that's going to happen this year, because that's just going to lead to disappointment if life gets in the way, which it will. So my thesis today, at any rate, is that mini comics are great. Next week, next Art and Story, not the Art and Story coming up this Wednesday, but the one, the following Wednesday, we spent the entire episode talking about mini comics once again, and really went into the philosophy behind mini comics and why we think they're a great tool for beginning cartoonists, but I also think they're a terrific tool for working cartoonists to provide, give yourself that little mental kick in the butt to finish something that you can finish quickly. And when you have it done and there's a thing in your hand, there's this little book, this little photocopied book, you have a product to show for your time, which plays a mental trick on yourself so that you don't feel that ennui, that what's the point? What is this all amounting to? Having a series of little books is one more little aspirin against the headache of an ongoing career in the creative arts when you are not a big whoop-de-doo famous person. Okay, so more on that this week, because I'm going to probably do a lot of thunder punches this week in order to catch up on falling behind in weeks past. I'm Jersey, jdrows.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you for providing me with the opportunity to sit down and have a daily reflection or a semi-weekly reflection on what I've been doing and documenting it, recording it, because that helps it solidify it for me too. I'm a beneficiary of doing this show because stopping and looking at what I've learned helps me internalize a little bit more so I don't make the same mistakes twice. I have a feeling that through doing Thunder Punch Daily, I'm not even talking about all the other extra content in Art and Story Supreme, but just doing this little microcast has been immensely helpful for me too. So I thank you for that. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody,
in today's story, Orko is faced with a very difficult decision. You know, when we're young, most of our decisions are made for us. But as we get older, well, we want to make more and more of them for ourselves. And that's the way it ought to be. But sometimes we have a real tough one, a real problem. And when that happens, it's a good idea to talk it over with someone else. Someone who really cares about you. Like your mother or father. Or maybe your best friend. Talking a problem out with someone else can be a great help.